Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Bring it out. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
On Facebook Live and in the.
How's it going this morning?
We thank everyone this morning for coming, joining us this morning to worship the only true and living God. The God of Isaac, Jacob, whatever it was.
Abraham.
Jacob. Thank you. And now he's our God. So we gotta thank him this morning, but wake us up this morning, you know, in our right mind. Help us strengthen our body. As a matter of what we feel like, what we see, we know that he is real. And thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So now we're going to have prayer. About in the free vote.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If I stand.
We will praise you for the rest of our day.
And I'm a part of you with praise.
feel in my heart. My mind.
I want to thank the Lord for this day. I want to thank the Lord for my life and my family. I want to thank God for all he had done for me in the past. The Lord has been good to me and my family for many, many years. Thank God for all he had done for us. He brought me sickness. He has brought me through. I mean, Lord, he has been so good to me. I can say I went all these years and never been in a sick in the day of my life. I'm 82 years old. Soon we'll be 85. The only thing I got now is this authorized, but the Lord, he's still with me. He's been with me every day. He's been with my family, and I got my baby, my girl, on the phone right now. She's talking. I just love her to death, her and her husband. They've been with me. They show me love. Never let me down. Thank God to have somebody to back you up. Thank God. thank you. But all y'all had time for me.
Yes.
And I just want to praise y'all. Just keep the word, and I love you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dad. Hallelujah. So, is any more testimonies in the house? And then thank you, Reverend Mother.
Get you a hat. Oh, my goodness.
I thank God for his grace. I thank God for showing me, you know, how to love people correctly.
Right.
I thank the Lord for patience.
Amen. Amen. Anyone? Does anyone else?
Amen. I just want to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise this morning because He's worthy to be praised.
Yes.
He's just worthy to be magnified.
Yes, Lord.
We just need to give God the praise simply because He is God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, would we do?
Yes. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord amongst the saints of God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to say Crispin, the saints of God. Thank God that He in the house of the saints of God this morning. Well, I just want to thank God today, you know, for sending His son Jesus. Oh, one for Him, who will I be right now? I don't even want to think about it. But I know it was His goodness and His mercy on the day, the night that my husband preached, that it was my last day of being a right out sinner. He knew. So, you know, so I just thank God that 39 years ago, I've been saved. Because I am saved. So I just thank God for that. Because now one time I would want to go back. I never looked back. I meant to see her face it was. But I never looked back to go back. And I thank God that I never looked back. I just want to thank you, you know, for my husband, you know, for giving him strength. And I think in the word that he's so able to come in, we think he's not, but we just know we're going to pray for him. So, you know, so I just thank God for all my children that called me mom, my grandchildren called me Nana, great grandchildren, you know. I thank God that I'm here to see my great grandkids, you know, and I'm not going, I'm going to see them weekly, you know, kids anyway. Okay, so now we're going to sing a couple more songs. After that, turn to the hand of our pastor. Come on.
Who is he?
God Almighty.
I am. He really is my heart. He is. Yeah, I know. And I'm going to get better at showing it, but he's my heart. I came a long way, so I can do better.
Amen.
So now, like I said, this is your esteemed bishop.
Amen. Come on, everybody, put our hands together. Put your hands together. Amen. Is he Lord? Is he able? Is he able? Is he worthy? Is he worthy of a praise? Is he worthy to be glorified? Is he worthy to be magnified? Is he all things to you? Amen. You see, that is to say, is he all things to you? He's my everything. You know how we like to say it sometimes, he's my all in all, but he's my everything. Amen. And I like to say, if it had not been for him, I would ask the question, where would I be? Amen. I would have been lost. Amen. I could have been on drugs. I could have been dead. But it's because of him. Amen. Hallelujah. And because of who he is.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing about it. You know, I liked it yesterday. He said he's the same yesterday, the same today, and forevermore. Amen. That he didn't change. Even in between, he didn't change. Amen. He remained the same. Amen. And so we always got to realize he remains the same. If he's the Alpha and the Omega, amen. I mean, he's everything from the start, and he's still everything to the end, amen. And so that means that Jesus covered everything, amen. And we don't like to look at it that way, but I always like to say he was first. In the Father state, amen, of spirit. He's the Son state, in the state of spirit, and he's the Holy Spirit that's working right now. It was the same one, amen, working all things through all creation. So thank God for the day, amen, all of you, amen. Let us just pray today, amen. So, Father God, thank you today, Lord, for bringing us together again. And, oh, Lord, we thank you for being in our midst. And may the Holy Spirit, Lord, move in our midst, oh, Lord. We need a move of your spirit, oh, Lord, because we know you do all things by your spirit. You said it wasn't going to be by your power nor by your might, but you said everything was going to be done by your spirit. So may the Holy Spirit move in us, Lord, to will and to do. And because he has begun a good work in us, and you said it's going to, he shall perform, amen. And he's going to do all that it was said to do. So, Lord, we thank you for your word today and give thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, all the week, you know, different times we've been talking about denying yourself, amen, because this is really important for us to learn that we have to deny ourselves, because you can't do nothing for anyone unless you deny yourself. You can't work for nobody without denying yourself. You can't serve nobody without first denying yourself. You can't even love nobody without first denying yourself, because I got to put self aside for God. Amen. Put self aside. When we learn how to do that, then it's going to be less arguments, less fight, less everything when I consider the other person. Amen. When I just consider them. Amen. My wife was telling me the other day, she said something, I was getting ready to say something, and then she said, you got to consider. So I had to cut my speech off right there, you know. I couldn't say nothing else because I had to consider her also. And the only way I can consider her, I had to deny myself of wanting to do something that I really didn't need to do, amen. I wanted to say something I really didn't need to say it, but I had to deny myself to do that in order to be of service to somebody else. That is where we all are today. We're supposed to be always thinking and doing service for other people rather than yourself. And that is what really love is all about, having a self-denial. Amen. For God so loved. He was moved by love to do something for us, not even considering his own well-being, but he was concerned about our well-being more than he was his well-being, because if he hadn't been concerned about, only been concerned about his well-being, he would have never done what he did. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be free today if the Lord had not denied himself. He denied himself the right to live so that we could live, amen. And so when you're thinking about it, if we're going to serve the Lord, always be willing to die, deny yourself for somebody else, because that's God. If we're going to be like God, then that is what we do. We always learn how to walk in what? Self-denial. And realize that you are not the old person that was for self, but you are the new person that is for God, amen, in Christ. And I like to turn to the book of Galatians, amen. I had to get that in there because, amen, Galatians chapter 5, I believe that's where I want to be today, because we want to get to some things here because we want to see, you know. The Bible tells us we should be rooted and grounded in love. Is that what it said we should be rooted and grounded in? That love is the key element to everything. Love is the key element. That's what I say. It's the key. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to overcome, we're going to overcome through love. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's the key element. Amen. Let me see here. Chapter 5, let me see. It's 26. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 6. Amen.
Chapter 5, verse 6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision
related
anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith
which worketh it
by love.
Faith which worketh it by love. And go to verse 13. Skip to verse 13.
So, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for temptation to the flesh. By love, serve
ye one another. I just like to go back up to the top there. We want to look at some faith worketh by love. Okay. That when we talk about some work, that means faith is activated. That there must be an activation, but the activation of your faith is to how much love you have for somebody else in your activated to do something for somebody because your activation of your faith was because of your love. This is why the Bible tells us that we should love one another, even as Christ loved you. And God love was that God works for us was activated because he loved us.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You see, that many times we as the people of God, when we get up and say that, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. But if you really love me and say truly that you love me, then your works will be activated to do something for me because you love me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That should be the reason that you do something because you love me, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that was the activation of God. Love to do something for us because of his love. And so love is activated. I mean, faith is activated by love.
Amen.
My response to God is because I love God. And then and my love for God, I should respond to the love of God. And we have to know that God loves us, and we already know he loves us. But my response to him should be to the love. And what I do for him should be activated because of the love that I have for God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If we go back and we look at just an example, Abraham, when God asked Abraham, take your only begotten son up and offer him up for a sacrifice for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But Abraham responded because he loved God.
Yeah.
He believed God. He loved God enough to do something because God asked him to do it, and he was moved. His activation was because of his love for God, amen. And the reason he was able to offer up his son is because it was activated by his love. But on the day, if what you do for somebody activated by love. Mm-hmm. I was just watching, it was a clip that came on that really got me the other day. It was a clip that there was a professor that he had a classroom in, and it was had a lot of, you know, all of his class in there. And there was one young lady that was in the class, and he just hollered at me. He said, get up and get out of my class.
hadn't done anything wrong. But he did it for a test. He wanted to test the love of the other people that they had for one another. And then he put her out the class, and then after she left out of the class, he said to the rest of the class, he said, is there a law? He said, well, what is the law? So the law is something that governs our actions. Somebody said, amen. He said, then if there is a law, amen, that governs me, and you saw the way that I treated her, why did you stay in it?
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. But why didn't you say anything? You saw that the way that I treated her and I did her, but you said and said nothing. Mm-hmm. He said, you are just as guilty as I am because you saw what was going on, but you didn't have enough love for her to speak up for her and to defend her. How can you say that you loved her and you wouldn't stand up for her? Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
How can people say that we love one another and we don't stand up for one another?
Right.
We see something being done to somebody, and yet we say nothing about it. How is it that we say that the body of Christ can sit around and watch things happen in the world and watch somebody being treated wrong, somebody that, even though there's a law saying that shouldn't be done, and you sit back and you just watch and you don't open your mouth. You are just as guilty as the one that is doing it, because if you really love that person, you would activate you to help out to do something for them. You wouldn't just sit back and watch.
Yeah.
You would say something, amen. And here it is that we say that we are the body of Christ. And then there are other people who see a brother or something being issued, being done wrong. And then you sit back and quietly say that you love that person. How can you say that you love that person and you didn't respond to be able to help that person when you saw that the wrong that was being done in him? He was just as guilty. Y'all with me?
Amen.
Huh? I think it is that we really don't know what, when we say that we love, but there's nothing to activate to show action of that love. And therefore that we are saying that there's no words behind it, there's no action that you're taking behind it. So how can you say that? And most of the time, you know, the reason we don't take action is because it's not being done to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's just done to them. Huh? But you have to always realize the devil doesn't play that work, amen. But when he gets through with him, he's going to come after you, amen. But because you said nothing and you allowed the things to take place that took place and you never responded, then you are just as guilty because you didn't show really no love, because your love for the person should have activated you to move. Your love for the person should have activated you to do something, but do we really say that we love? You see, even when we are here, if you say that you love me, there should be a response, an activation to respond, to do something. If you see that I need some help doing something, you would just sit back and allow me to do it. You would respond to love and action to come and do some of the things that you know that need to be done because you said you love me. See, your love should activate you to serve. What do you say? When you serve one another, love should activate us to serve one another. Not to be against one another, but to serve one another. Do we really, if we say that we really love, is your faith being activated by love?
Mm-hmm.
Do you respond to somebody with love, or do you respond to them with hate? But in order to respond in the midst of hate, in order to respond with love, you got to deny yourself. It's because I have to deny my feelings sometimes because love is there, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I have to deny what I want sometimes for somebody else, amen. If I'm denying myself, I'm going to respond because of the love that is there. I'm not going to sit back and watch something go on and not respond to it if I say I have love. When we say faith without works is dead, amen. But if love activates your faith, then your faith moves you in order to do something when you see something that needs to be done. Your love for me or your love for someone else should cause you to respond to the love
is because that's what is in you. And see, if we're going to walk in and we're going to walk with God and say that we're walking by faith and not by sight, let me always be able to respond to love, amen. Let me always be able to respond to the need of somebody else more than the need of myself, because God saw that we had a need and he responded to the need because of love, amen. Praise God. He said everything that he does for us, he does it because he loves us, and he responds to his own love, amen. He's the God of love, amen. Praise God. What he said, he loved us before we ever loved him, amen. And all the way we can know how to love is we look at how he responded to us when we had a need. When you see that other people have need, do you respond in love, or do you respond in hate? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When you're really concerned about something, you'll do something. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, God had to hit me on this because if he said to me, you know, if you say, well, faith is being activated by love, you see things that need to take place, but what are you doing to cause those things to happen? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If I was really concerned about getting delivered, then I would do everything that's necessary so I can get you delivered, amen. Because love should activate me to want to do something, amen, to cause something to change in your life or to change somebody else. So if I'm responding to love, then I will be willing to do it because I love you. Mm-hmm. And so he hit me with that, and it kind of beat me up. I beat myself up, amen. Because I'm talking the word, and then he said, well, yeah, I'm talking to you. Well, I'm talking to somebody, yeah, I'm talking to you, He said, if you really want to change, see something change around you. If you want to see the neighborhood change, if you want to see people, whatever it takes for you to do, in order to bring the change, you respond to that by love.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember the story in Luke chapter 10, I believe, after Jesus sent the disciples out, and they came to a man they had a miracle or something that they couldn't do at the time. And then they know they had the power to do it because Jesus had laid hands on them and gave them power. He gave them the ability to do it. And as he got the ability to do it, the man called his son there so that they could heal him and they could not. And the thing was that it wasn't that they could not, it's just the thing that they did not. They did have the power. They had all the resources necessary to do it, but they did not. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that they could not. And then Jesus turned around and they said, well, Lord, why couldn't we cast that devil out, you know? Well, why couldn't we cure him? And they said, these things come not but by prayer and fast. But when you see somebody that needs to be delivered and you see somebody that needs something, if I'm going to respond by love, then I will respond to fasting and prayer, doing the thing that's necessary to get the person delivered, amen? I would just sit back and watch them in that condition, but I'll do what is necessary to get them out of their condition, because everything, if I respond by love, I'm going to do what's necessary because I love them. Mm-hmm. That's what real love and true love is about. I'm going to do what's necessary to change the circumstance, to change your situation, because faith works is by love. Mm-hmm. So do we truly, when you register, do we truly love somebody? I have to ask the question about that. If faith works in, by work love, faith is take action through love because I love you. I'm going to do this because I love you. I have what? Compassion on you. This is why I'm doing this, because I love you. Not because I always like who you are, what you do to me, but it's because I love you, I do it anyway. Mm-hmm. Come on, we got to learn how to love, baby. In spite of something, yeah. It's different, amen. But he tells us to love our enemies. How is it that we can't love one another and we see each other every day, amen? And then he telling us to love our enemies. It takes self-denial to love your enemy. Somebody that is trying to do something to me and you're telling me to love them. Are you kidding me? Amen. Praise God. Amen. So many take the self-denial in order to take action for somebody you know that hates you.
It takes a real response. They're going to have to be deep love in your heart to do somebody else that. They're treating you bad. They're treating you ugly. Amen. They're doing good. And it takes self denial. Love will cause you to deny yourself. Love will cause you to respond different to somebody else because of love.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of times people say, come on up here. I want to get you saved. I want to get you delivered. Amen. But are we really serious? Do you really love that person like you say you love? Are you doing what's necessary to get them delivered? You say you love, but there's no works or action of love that you take. But thanks to God, we got to change this thing, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to learn how to work out of love and do things out of love, amen. Amen. And if you see somebody needs help, then you just leave them there if you help them because you love them, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you see something needs without eating when it comes to the building sometimes, and you know, if you love somebody, you know, now maybe you would get up early enough to, because he might not be able to make it on time. If you don't make it on the time, the deal is going to get open, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, but if somebody cares enough, then to be here early enough to make sure that it's open. If somebody is here, that's okay, but I want to make sure because I love and I'm concerned about what I say I'm concerned about, amen. I'm concerned about the church. I'm concerned about the people, amen. And I want to make sure that the people get their people needs are met, so I'm going to do something so I can kind of meet their needs because I love them. Because my faith is being taken action by the love that I have for somebody else. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You might not do it because you want to, but you ought to do it because you love somebody. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You love them the reason you're going to do it. That should be your response, love. Luke chapter 7. I'll just give a few scriptures here. I'm not. I have to go to a few other scriptures. Luke chapter 7. I believe it's the one I want. Verse 13. I want to go here because I want to show you that all the time that when Jesus responded, he always responded because of love. Amen. Mm-hmm. He had pity on them. God saw that we were sheep without shepherd, and he had pity on us. He had love for us, and he didn't want to see us in that condition, so he did something about it. He sent a shepherd, amen, so that he was keeping down with the sheep, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Luke 7 and 13.
And when the Lord saw her.
Go up above. Go up above. Go back up a little bit.
Verse 11.
Verse 11.
And he came to pass the day after.
Mm-hmm.
He went to a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him and was teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city,
mm-hmm,
behold, there was a dead man carrying out. And the only son of his mother.
A dead man carried out. The only son of his mother. Amen.
And when she was a widow.
And she was a widow.
And much people the city was with her.
And a group of people around her. Read on.
And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Weep not." And he came and searched me. Well, I guess I'm going to say. And they implored him to appeal. And he said, "Young man, I say unto thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up.
He that was dead sat up.
He delivered
him to his
mother. And he delivered him to his mother.
And he delivered him back to his mother. So now that here we talk about faith working by love, amen. And I want to say here that Jesus saw that he was a widow woman and she didn't, a widow woman that they didn't have her husband. And she only had one son. This is the only son that she had. And she was going to be by herself. But he said, because that way. He saw her and he had what on her? He had compassion. He had compassion on her. He was concerned. He really was considering her. Amen. He was concerned about her. He saw that she was in a, he could have said she was in a bad way at the time, but he saw that and he was concerned about her. And he responded because of love.
Amen.
Can you see his response was because of
love?
No.
Uh-huh.
So the reason he did what he did for her, he did it because he loved her. Huh? It really wasn't something he had to do, but he was considering the person himself. He saw that she was a widow. And because he saw that he was a widow, he wanted to do something for her because he had a compassion on her. So his response to her need was because of love. Can y'all see that?
Amen.
Amen. And everything we do, we got to learn how our response should be because of love. If there's no other reason that we do it, we should do it because of what? Yeah. Because of love. You can see he raised his widow woman's son from the dead is because of love. He did what he did for her because he loved it. His response, his action, you see, your action and the response to anyone else should always be because you love him. See, when we talk about we're saved by grace, but grace is not just nothing but God's love in action.
Mm-hmm.
Grace is God's love in action, amen. Because what? Love heals, amen. Love doesn't kill, but love keeps alive, amen. We don't go around killing people because we're supposed to love them because of what? If I love him, my response would be different. Rather than to kill, I would make alive, amen. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Because the spirit that is in us is not to kill people, but to take them alive. You got to know what type of spirit is upon you. You're not out to kill people, but you're out to save people.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody needs salvation, do you care enough about them to give them a word every now and then? If you see somebody in a certain condition, do you have enough love for them to help them out of that condition? Huh? If you see there's a need for somebody, do you have enough in you, amen, to provide their need or to help them with that need? Or are you really concerned about people the way that you say that you're concerned about them? Because if you really were concerned, you would do so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about faith. Your action should be because of love.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I thought about something else. I'm sitting there thinking about, I know y'all know the story back in the book of Genesis where Ham came in and saw his father naked. Mm-hmm. Ham's first response was to uncover his father that was in the cold. Covering him. If he had really loved his father enough, rather than to expose his father, he would have covered his father. You know?
Mm-hmm.
See, love covers the multitude of sin. Love covers everything. Huh? And rather than you go out to expose somebody, why don't you just cover them because of love? Mm-hmm. Why don't you keep your mouth shut because you love them? Why do you think you have to expose everything?
Right.
If you love me, then you would protect me. You would cover me. You would overshadow me. That's what love covers, amen.
Right.
And if you say you love somebody, you're going to cover me. You're not going to expose me. God will expose your mind, amen. So, but for you, you should cover me. You should cover me, not go out exposing me. Because the Lord covers. If I really say that I love somebody, I'm going to cover them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somebody might ask me somewhere. No, I don't. But you always try to take up for. You always trying to take up for folks. You know what they did. Yeah, but I want to know. Yeah, what they did may have been wrong, but I want to cover. Now, maybe the action that they did was wrong, but if I love them, I'm going to cover them, amen, rather than just throw them out to the dogs and expose them. How can we do a sister or a brother like that? And we say that we love them.
Amen.
Are y'all with me today?
Amen.
My love just put me in that action because what? He covered, Jesus covered our sin. We was exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Adam was exposed, if you want to look at it. Now, he tried to cover himself, but as God said, well, that's not really the covering that I want on you. So God covered him with sin.
Mm-hmm.
But what was he doing? He was hiding his sin, his hiding his death, so that he wouldn't be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all. I'm talking about love now. This is what love would do. When we get where we can treat each other like that, then things are going to change in the church. Things are going to change in the body. We won't be divided, amen, like we're divided, but rather than to expose, let me go. You because this is what love does. Faith takes action by love. Amen.
Amen.
And so God covers us. And here, J-Pet and his other brother, what is that? And Chill. J-Pet and Sin, rather than to expose their father because they love their father, they walk back and cover him. See, there's a lot of things that you might do that be wrong, but I'm going to try to cover it because I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let the blood of Jesus cover that. I'm going to let it be washed, amen, by the blood of Jesus, amen, to cover, because he's always covered. Love always covers, amen. Love doesn't expose,
amen.
Love always, please take action through love, and Jesus took action for this woman because he had compassion on her. Mm-hmm. So the Bible tells us we should have compassion on the ignorant and those that are out of the way. That way, if you even know something, I should have some action on you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't go out and kill you because you're ignorant of that thing, but love has compassion on those that are ignorant and out of the way. And so therefore, if you know somebody was ignorant of something, you ought to have compassion on them. They didn't know. They didn't know what they were doing. Is that what Jesus said? Lord, forgive them. They didn't know what they were doing. And so I want to have compassion, and I still have love for them, even though they nailed me to the cross, even though they got me, they beat me to death, amen, and put thorns in my head, but I still know that they were ignorant.
Yeah.
And they didn't know what they were doing, and because they don't know, Lord, forgive them, Lord. So I want to forgive them. I'm going to look for them. I'm not going to hold them, even though they did it, amen, but I'm not going to hold them guilty of that. I'm going to release them. Love will release another brother of their faults.
Mm-hmm.
If I've done something against you, you'll forgive me, amen. And I'm going to forgive you because love always releases. Because the reason I'm going to forgive you is because I realize I've been forgiven up so much. And because I've been forgiven up so much, then the little thing that you did to me wasn't very much, but I forgive you. See, love will forgive his brother. This is how we're going to take action for forgiveness, and should be because of love.
Amen.
Are y'all with me today?
Amen.
But see, we got to change the way we think.
Amen.
Rather than take vengeance, love won't take vengeance on his neighbor. God don't even take vengeance on his enemy because God said vengeance belongs to me.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And so, with my love for God, I'm going to give it to God and let God handle that so that I'm not worried about it. And so I don't get bent out of shape, and so I don't go doing wrong, and so I don't get angry, and I don't get into sin. I don't allow my heart to become bitter, amen, because of something that took place in my life, amen. And so I'm going to forgive them, so I don't have a little bitterness to spring up in them, because I'm going to love even in spite of, because when God loves, he loves even in spite of your faults, amen.
Amen.
What is the Bible say? While we was yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. He responded to our need because we had need of a Savior. He became our Savior. And he didn't do it because he had did everything right. Amen. He didn't do it because he was so good. Amen. He didn't do it because he was so perfect. Amen. He did it because he loved us.
Amen.
He responded to us. You respond to other people's needs because you love them. You're concerned about them. I saw the man, and said he's on the street and he was hungry and he wanted something to eat. And you know, normally I take him in there and buy him a hamburger or something, you know, hot dog. And then God said, oh, you got $10 in your pocket or whatever. That's all I had. He said, give him that. So I went in and gave him what I had in my pocket. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, now you respond. You responded to him because he was concerned about it.
Amen.
You get him out because you're concerned about it. When we get to a place like that, things want to change in our nation. Things want to change in our world. When we see something going on, I'm going to speak up, baby. I'm not just going to sit quiet. See, the church is those that who are in places of position of power and a position of authority. They sit back and they watch things take place in the earth.
And they sit back and they don't say nothing because it's not happening to be.
Lord,
I see people striving for freedom and striving for liberty. And even though they preach excited on, and that is why the Lord said so many people are going to be lost. This is why he said many in that day. He said, Lord, Lord, have we not done all of these things in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name? Have we not brought other folks in? He said, I can never go to do with you because you never was what I was, what I am. I'm a God of love. And you saw these things going on, and you didn't respond to the other people's needs, so therefore, you wasn't displaying love to them. You sit back and watch them be shot down. You sat back and watched them being hung from the neck. You sat back and watched them being beaten, maybe. And because it wasn't happening to you, you didn't respond to love. And you wonder why is it that a lot of people go on this because you say that you love, but you lie. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
I don't respond to their needs because I don't know when I'm going to need them. Because the devil don't care nothing about none of us.
Amen.
That's why God is not the God of the white man or the black man or the red man or the blue man. So God is the God of all mankind. Amen. So there was only one kind, amen. But whenever we get to a place that we divide ourselves from one another, then we don't help each other because we're divided from one another. But I thought it was love that was supposed to bring us together. I thought there was no difference between the Jew or Greek, bond or free, male or female, that we're all one in Christ Jesus. But if we're all one in Christ Jesus, then why can't I lay down my axe, amen, amen, for my brother and love my brother and come together with my brother, amen. But why can't I lay down my stone, amen? And rather than to stone my brother all the time, well, why can't I lay my stone down for my brother and come together with my brother to love one another? Why can't we do that? Why can't we lay our traditions down? Why can't we lay our religious tradition down for love's sake, amen? And because it fixes him and me and my brother from coming together. Anything that hinders us from coming together, we need to remove that thing out of the way so that we can come together with one another. Why can't we lay some things down?
Amen.
Amen. There's only one race. Why can't we lay racism down? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because well, we have love for one another. Amen. Mm-hmm. And the reason we should respond is because of love. I'm talking about if we really love somebody, if you truly love them.
Mm-hmm.
If you truly love your father, you would do things differently, man. If you truly love him, you respect him for love's sake, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You would do not because that you have to, you would do it because you desire to, because of love him, amen. You do for your child, not because you have to do it, amen. But everything you do for your child, you respond to your child because you love them, amen. You don't care what kind of trouble they got in. I mean, you care about the trouble, but what am I trying to say? And whatever he's done, he could be a murderer. You're still going to respond to him because you love him. You might not agree with what he did, amen, but you're going to respond to him because you love him. You might be just mad and smoke coming out your ears or whatever you want. How do you know, but you're still going down to help them because you love them. Think if we learn how to respond to one another the same way, because faith worketh by love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your response is always love. Jesus responded to the woman's need because he had compassion, and having compassion is nothing but love. I'm having compassion on
mm-hmm.
Learn how to have compassion on people.
Yeah.
That we are made in the image of God. Mm-hmm. And God is love, amen. And they that love is born of God, amen. And so if we're going to be like God, then we got to change the way we think, forget about ourselves sometimes, and love is finer.
Mm-hmm.
We can be indifferent, but I'm going to love. We might not like each other, we might not like what we do sometimes, but I'm going to love.
Mm-hmm.
I see somebody Hey, I don't like what they're doing. I don't like to see that they do anything. I'm not in agreement with it. But when I see it, my response to them, I'm going to love them because I want to see them out of that, come out of that. I want to see them delivered from that. And so I'm going to respond by love to them because if I respond to them in anger, I ain't going to push these people away. Have you ever tried to come together with somebody you angry? But what are you doing?
Yes.
We got to learn how not to respond in anger. We got to learn how to come together because of love. Now we gonna come together and reason with one another rather than shout and holler at one another because we love each other. Now whatever that is needs to be worked out, we can work it out together, and love will be the reason that we work things out. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Love will be the reason that we come back together, even though that we have our own against one another. But my love for you is gonna be the reason that I can let that thing pass. I can let that thing go by. I forgive you of that thing, and let us come back together again because my bond and my faith is because of love. Can y'all see that?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We would have so many divorces that everybody was disturbing each other with love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did it. No doubt at all. Yeah, he did it. But if I still love, if I want to respond to love, what am I going to do? I'm going to go forgive him. He said, well, I can't do that. Well, then your sin is, remember, if you don't forgive him, then your sin is not forgiven. So you had just bound yourself. Trying to bind him, and you have bound yourself. I mean, if you want to be free, you're always going to respond with love, amen? The act of love, forgiveness, and kindness, and mercy, and truth, amen? I'm not going to be puffed up. Love does not puff up itself for their sin. Please, amen. So I'm not going to be big. I'm just not going to be a big eye and a little human. See, the problem with us today, we got so many people that puffed up. You know, that title sometimes. They don't respond in love because of that title sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Or that position of authority. They don't respond with love. They respond being lifted up of who they are. You know, I'm the bishop and the apostle, you know, I don't do this and I don't do that. But how did Jesus do? When Jesus came down, he wanted to serve, amen. You know, he talked about the foot washing, amen. That he was the Lord and the master of everything. But he wants to show that, even though I hold his title, I hold his position, but I love you enough to get down and wash your feet.
Yeah.
I lay aside my position of authority.
Mm-hmm.
I lay aside my place, amen, so I can come down and serve you, amen. See, that's what love was doing. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
He got down. And he said, if I can wash your feet and be your Lord and Master, you should be able to wash other people's feet. But you can't wash nobody's feet, amen, and respond to them unless you got some love for them.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're concerned about it. If you're concerned about his feet, you're washing it. You know, I tell you, and what I tell y'all all the time, if you see somebody that don't have the right type of clothes, what I tell you to do? Go buy some. If you really were concerned about that, no, you go buy some because you would be responding with love because maybe they didn't have it, maybe they don't have it, and you got it, amen. And then if you say you love me, then you'll share with me what you got, amen. And if you got a little bit, you'll share a little bit with me. So what? For love's sake, where are we going to start responding to things by love rather than complaining about it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you see something in here that needs to be done, if you love and are concerned about it, you're going to do something about it. I thank y'all for what y'all did today. Amen. I really appreciate what y'all did today. See, y'all saw something. See, here is something on the screen. Y'all saw something that was needed, and then somebody came up with an idea of how to change something that was needed, amen. See, that was the action of restoring our Lord, but everybody else sit back there and I didn't care about it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. They don't come to give anything, they just come to receive. Or they just come just because of it. They see a bad night coming, but it ain't in their heart to come.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what credit do you get when you're doing it if they tied in you to do it? Doing something just to be doing it. So what is it? If you really said we love, then you would be doing it because you desire to, not because you think you have to. If you're doing it for that reason, then just stay at home. There's no love in it. There's no concern in it. Man. I thought about something with Joel Osteen. He said he had never preached a message. He had never done anything. But because he loved his father and loved God, he did everything necessary to bring his father up. He had his tape to make sure that he got all the mistakes and things. He did everything to what? Edify his father because of what? He loved his father. He loved God and loved his father. And the reason that he was doing it because of his relative. He really wasn't concerned about himself. He never wanted to be a member. Never wanted to be a member. He didn't care about it. He only wanted to see his father come up. And he did that all those years, and when everything come up, and then his dad said, well, I'll leave this to him. But Dad, you know, prepared me for this. He said, no, when he was doing it for me, he was preparing himself.
Amen.
When you were learning how to serve me, then you were learning how to serve others. See, a lot of people never learn how to serve just because they never served nobody. They've always been selfish about themselves. They've always been loved for themselves. See, whenever you get so concerned about other people's problems, you forget about your own. See, the reason we're so tied up and concerned about ourselves all the time is because we never think about nobody else. When you get caught up in other people's things, you'll forget about your thing, man. You'll be so busy about doing for other people, you'll be walking, you've been going to places with God, you've been going, you've been higher height, you wouldn't have been deeper there. You would have gone so far in Christ that you would have not even known that you got, well, how did I get here? I wasn't paying no attention. I heard Prevost was saying, somebody was saying yesterday, Alan was so caught up working for God, he didn't know he needed a wife. Now, he was so caught up in doing the things of God. And when you forget so caught up in the things of God, concerned about other people, or doing something for others, you'll forget about your own problem. The reason you have so many problems is because you're concerned so much about yourself. I'm self-consumed. I'm self-minded. And I'm so about my own self that I can't think about nobody else. And then I realize why, you know, how we call it, the devil's workshop.
Yeah,
the idle mind is always thinking about what about me? And somebody was talking about that, that they do the over. So what about me? You know, you do it. But if you have faith, if you will work your faith, amen, then let your faith work by love and become concerned about somebody else, then you will forget about yourself. You know, we see next time, let us forget about ourselves and what? Concentrate on him and what?
Worship him.
What if I if they don't? Y'all don't know the song. but if you notice what the song says, let us what? Forget about ourselves. Be Christ minded and God minded. Worship him. Is there somebody want to take some action today of love? And we realize that God loves us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. He gave all his hands because he loved you. And one thing that God has always wanted you to know is that I love you. Everything in his being and everything in his done, he always wanted mankind to know he loved you. I don't hate you. Do you realize God don't hate you?
Yeah.
And so a lot of times when people feel like somebody hates them, they hate them back. They respond back with hate, you know. But because I love you. I gave my son to respond to you because my faith responded to you through love. I didn't respond to you with hate. I didn't respond to you with death. I could kill you if I wanted to kill you, but I didn't want to kill you. I wanted to save you because I love you.
Mm-hmm.
See, for anybody you love, you want to see him saved, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And so he gave his son so he could save him. And then he said, whosoever shall believe on him and have everlasting life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 10 and 9, if thou would confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And if you love him and believe that, you should respond. Would ask him to make a confession today, amen. Not no big thing. Well, he ain't saved because he said that. Well, that's what the word says. The word said it's by faith, amen. If you believe what you said when you said it, amen, you said you're faith.
I can't fight with that no more, amen.
The Holy Ghost is for your life. He gives you the Holy Ghost for life. You got to be saved, and then he gives you life. Amen. The Holy Spirit comes in and gives you life, but you get saved, amen, before you get the life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes you can get the life before you get saved. Amen. You get the Holy Spirit before you get saved. But in order to get the Holy Spirit, you have to believe.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get the Holy Spirit without believing yourself. You must get something. Amen. But there is a higher power. There is somebody else. Amen. There is somebody that put the Son up there. Now, you're somebody, and you have to believe that, amen. So how can you say that you're an atheist and I don't believe? Because you can wake up every morning and breathe. Second in the air. But somebody may say, but who was it? Well, I don't know. It just happened. Yeah, I believe. Trying to deny something, amen, that is. It's hard to deny something that is. It's harder to prove something is not than it is that it is. Especially if you know that it is. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for a man to try to prove that there isn't a God than it is to prove that there is one. So we got to go through all kind of changes. But where did this come from? I don't know. Where did air come from? I don't know. Where did matter come from? I don't know. Where did substance come from? I don't know. It just happened. Where did you come from? But if there's somebody online today, if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, if you're on Facebook or whatever, you put a comment there. Just say, I believe that Jesus died and rose again. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I want to thank all of y'all for tuning in today. May God bless y'all and keep y'all. Let us stand. We're going to pray right now. Amen. We want to pray. If there's somebody who needs prayer today, amen. Because you need to change your heart. You need to change your mind. If there's somebody today, we want to pray for you. If you're an unbeliever, if you let us know, put on that. I'm an unbeliever. I need you to pray for me. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Put on that. If you have need of something in your life, you need change in your life, put up there that I need you to pray for me for this. I'll pray for me for that. I'm having a hard time. I need some help. I'll pray for it. We want to pray for you. Amen.
Amen.
So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let us pray. Hallelujah. Lord, change my heart, Lord, and change my mind. Change the way I've been doing things, Lord. Let my actions be different now, Lord, that I know that I'm supposed to respond to your love. And then I respond to others because I love them, Lord. Change my way. Change my selfish ways, Lord. Selfish ways, Lord. Change my selfish ways, Lord. But I did that in selfish, Lord. And so, Lord, remove the selfishness out of my life, oh, Lord. I thank you for removing it, Lord. You said, if I ask anything according to your will, you would do it. And I know it's your will, oh, Lord, for me to do the things that you ask for me to do, Lord. And I give you praise for, Lord. And I thank you for my salvation today, Lord. For I say I am delivered, amen. I am made whole, amen. Hallelujah. I am who I am because of who you made me, Lord. I have no doubt about who you made me, Lord. You have made us all sons of God. Because all of us that feel with the Spirit, you said you have made us sons of God. I am a give you a thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen and amen. 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 God bless y'all. KFChurchInc@gmail.com. And if you'd like to donate anything, do it because you love us. Amen. And we can send it to PayPal, Cash App, or Zelle. KFChurchInc@gmail.com. We will be having a revival here on the
20th and 21st on location.
20 and 21st here at Care Church East at Care Church Generator, man. At 2501 Centennial Drive. We're inviting all of you out. Y'all come out and join with us. We're going to have a revival. We're going to have some different ministers. And then we're trying to get some revival in us because we want to grow. And so y'all come out to see us. At 2501 Centennial Drive, and what time is 7 o'clock?
Friday.
Friday at 7 o'clock on the, at the 20th or 21st.
The 20th, that's Friday, the 21st.
Okay, the 20th, on that Friday, the 20th. Come on out and join us for revival. We're going to have some good speakers here, and they're going to raise you up again. So thank God, amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Any other things to be said today? Any other announcements? No more announcement, amen. Amen. Go on, dismiss the sister, amen.
Yes. Amen, amen, amen. God bless y'all. Brother Brian, anything you say before we go?
No, just have a wonderful day, my pastor, and thanks God for you being around. Just keep in touch with me. My phone was messing up on me anyway. So.
Well, amen, amen. God bless y'all. Y'all dismissed in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll see y'all next time.
Amen.
You are the last party in the conference.
It's so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Open the floodgates. Open the floodgates.
but I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.